NPR's Ivan Watson is still with us. Ivan, are you there?
I am, Leanne.
One of the things we saw earlier today were images of Saddam Hussein on videotape where he was looking rather resigned. Briefly, I wonder if you could possibly tell us what effect that might have on the Iraqi people to see their former leader in that state.
Well, the U.S. policy here so far has not been to show images of the captured former high-ranking members of Saddam Hussein's government. There's only really been one exception so far, and that was last July when Saddam Hussein's two sons, Uday and Qusay, were killed fighting basically to the death against U.S. forces in the northwest city of Mosul. And the U.S. made a controversial decision to release pictures of those two individuals, of their bodies, first not long after the battle when their corpses were quite bloody and damaged. And then they touched them up and cleaned them up and showed them after that. And that had very strange results here. There had been widespread celebration after their bodies were shown, and then the strange change in the corpses that sparked lots of conspiracy theories and speculation that maybe those people actually weren't killed. Now, the question here is how people will react to Saddam Hussein's picture. Definitely seeing him being inspected by a U.S. medic could lead people to believe that he is being humiliated by U.S. forces. Some people will not like it. Others will celebrate.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. We will continue our coverage. I'm Leanne Hansen, NPR News in Washington, D.C.